The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick. Phoebe, Feb
and Nick. What's been happening, Nick? What have you
moved
been
house.
Doing?
Moved house. Got out of the dodgy rental. Got out.
How's it feel?
Yeah, good. Never have to talk to that real estate agent again. That's nice. And it was mutual. It was a mutual hatred.
It's a lovely house, though. You look happy with all the kids running around the backyard.
Yeah,
that's good.
And
got a nice
having
kitchen.
Fun. Mate, I can
pots
talk.
And pans aren't on top of each other.
Yeah. Where the groceries are isn't a linen cupboard anymore. I didn't even know that. I didn't realise that until we moved out. Luch said, you know the groceries are in a linen cupboard. That's meant to be where towels are. Mm. It's just there was no spot for food.
That's exciting, though.
Mate, it's good.
How good storage? I'm a big fan
of
looking at when people show me floor plans, I'm like, where's your storage? People don't think about that.
No.
That's really important to think
about.
What
you got a garage for?
Cupboards and garage?
Yeah.
No. I don't even have a driveway.
Yeah. What?
Baby steps. What?
Hang on. Oh, I see what you mean. No.
My house doesn't have a driveway.
Yeah, I get it.
Where do you park your car?
On the street.
Tickets?
Nah.
Do you have to have a thing?
Permit pass.
You just have a little permit.
Yeah.
The whole street's my car park.
Mate, you can park anywhere.
Can park anywhere. It's just me and my imagination.
You went away, Boxy, Fiji.
I went to Fiji. So good.
Just you and the kids.
Vanaka. I love Fiji.
Yeah. It's your go-to, isn't it?
Well, it has been a go-to. Got to mix it up now.
Do you own anything there yet? Or?
Certainly not. Are you joking?
Well, you're there all the time.
Yeah.
No, not all the time. Admittedly, we
have an evil lair.
Because Fiji, you just have Fifi, just take out one letter.
Oh, yeah.
You could own this.
Don't you think, though, you get to an island and there's palm trees, I just become a different person.
Drive down Beach Road. There's palm trees there.
No. Even, and I've spent most of the summer here, which I love, and I love Melbourne and Victoria. We've got a great state. But there is something about tropical humidity. You don't have to wear clothes.
And it's the people,
you
too.
You don't, do you know what I mean? It's that you're not putting, you're never putting a cardi on or just pack a jumper in case. There's something about you're just living.
I find it when you get to Fiji and you walk off the plane and the Fijians are there playing the ukulele with the flowers around their neck and you go, oh, mate, heaven.
There is.
Yeah,
but I get so relaxed. I don't even pack, in the suitcase.
Clothes.
No, because I don't wear them. You turn up to breakfast with bathers. Just bathers. I just chuck a sarong on to be, respectable.
That's just
the sarong is about respectability, but really, you're just in bathers for a week. It's the best.
Oh, I couldn't do
it. What? No,
why?
Not your skin.
No. Yeah, well, that's
mate,
it.
You're indoors.
Yeah, I've been inside
since
November.
You're in the kids' club.
Built an underground bunker to get here. Can't risk it.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're not aware, Prince Harry's released an autobiography. Ghostwritten. I noticed in the last few days while people have been poking holes in a lot of his facts, they've been very quick to say there's a ghostwriter because obviously it wasn't fact-checked correctly. And it's been hilarious, in fact. Did you see Ed?
Isn't that just his story?
Well, it is his story and he's got every right to do his story.
Yes,
good luck
does.
To him. Yeah, well, yeah. So he's apparently a record 1.4 million copies sold. He's done lots of interviews over the last week. Megan's been nowhere. Haven't seen her.
Yeah.
She's usually grafted to his side, but she's, I even think Megan's gone, oh, Haz, you're just revealing a bit too much, babe. Pull back. Anyway, so he's doing all these interviews. There's some holes in some of his facts. And I actually don't have a problem with that.
I think you do.
she does.
I think
and sometimes
fuming.
When you write a book, as you know, when it says in your own words, doesn't mean it's always your words.
No, every word in my books is my words.
So you wrote every word
down? Every single word.
So all your books of Grey Minty or whatever her name
Minty
is.
Minty May Grey.
Minty May Grey and Posy Pearl, Curious Girl.
You wrote every single word.
Every single word.
And even when it goes off
when they
to,
do an edit,
when
they
it
come
goes
back
off to
and
Korea
they check
and Germany, they're all the same words.
Oh no, I didn't do the Korean, Italian.
So you don't do every word. So they get changed. That's what happens.
Oh, okay.
Trust me.
Anyway,
I had a book name, Fair in Your Own Words. Never wrote one thing.
Have you read it? Did you check it?
Never read it.
Okay.
I wouldn't even know what's in it.
So
no.
The funny thing about what's going on with Harry's book at the moment though is he's done an audio book. And
he's at least read that. Is it him?
Well, he's read it. Yeah, he has. So that's 14 hours, I think. Is that right?
I didn't
right,
do one Lee? Of them because I can't read.
can't hear you. We haven't tested this button before.
Yeah, we did.
Sorry, we've changed studios. Oh. 16 hours.
16 hours he sat and read this.
Wow.
Now, people are, there's lots of fun on TikTok at the moment, people doing some great parodies of Harry, because there are some very revealing things in the book, and particularly personal things. And when you hear him say them, it does, it's quite confronting. He's, you
does
know,
does he talk about his willy?
He does. There you, well, Fem, huh? I grabbed this bit just for you.
His brother.
No, he's no, oh. no, not that really. The really that he
there's
makes babies.
There's 15 references to his manhood in this memoir. 15 references.
Just under 1 hour, not bad.
So he sat in the recording booth. Let's have a listen. So this is Harry revealing, I'd say, a little too much about himself.
My penis was oscillating between extremely sensitive and borderline traumatized. The last place I wanted to be was Frostnipistan. I'd been trying some home remedies, including one recommended by a friend. She'd urged me to apply Elizabeth Arden cream. My mum used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger? It works, Harry. Trust me. I found a tube, and the minute I opened it, the smell transported me through time. I felt as if my mother was right there in the room.
No.
What's it called? Arden cream?
No, it's Elizabeth Arden cream. That's a brand. Elizabeth Arden.
I thought you said cosmetics brand. I'm like, mate, of course it's going to...
He hasn't thought that through. Even if he was reading it, you'd think he'd say, oh, guys, I don't want to talk about my mum and my frozen todger in the same sentence.
Let's... Todger. I've never heard it called a todger before.
Oh, really? English.
Very English.
Yeah, very English. A todger.
Then
it's quite odd.
There's twice in his audiobook he sings, and I wonder why he felt the need to, because you can just read lyrics. He was talking.
Can't be as bad. It's not Steve Smith, is it? When Steve Smith, the Aussie cricketer.
She wouldn't even know who that is.
I know, he's a cricketer, but what's he done?
Guitar and sang.
He played guitar and sang. It was awful.
Well, there's two examples. I want to do, this is Harry reciting some Spice Girls lyrics.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it fast.
Okay,
before
at least
or after the cream on the todger.
Oh, dear. At least he was just reading those Spice Girl lyrics. He decided, he was talking about when he and Prince William were honouring the 10th anniversary of Princess Diana's death, and they were talking to his friend, his mother's friend, Elton John, who we've been talking about a lot this show, and they wanted Elton to sing a version of Candle in the Wind, but in fact, Elton wanted to sing your song. And I don't, like, if you think about it, Harry could have just read the lyrics, but for some reason he decided to sing.
I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Good on him.
He's cute.
He's having a crack. That's not bad. Who cares?
He's got no one in his life that says, you sure, mate?
He did have.
Yeah, he's cut them out. Anyone who's giving him some really cold, hard truths, he's not having
you gotta
them.
You've got to love him. At least he's doing his own thing.
Well, this is the thing. Fev and I, we're not going to see eye to eye on Harry and Meghan. And in fact, we're going to have a little debate before the end of the show. And it might be the end of the show. Or what?
Could be it.
What? Could be it what?
For the show.
Yeah. This is Fev and I don't disagree.
We had a conversation
on
a phone the other day and the phone call ended.
Oh, I said stop. Just stop talking. I can't have
it. So I said, see ya.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
The thing about friendship, and we are friends, and that's what's so lovely when you get to work with friends. And one thing that you'd notice, Nick, is that Fev and I, we actually agree on a lot of things. Yeah. And we pride ourselves on that. Oh, we agree on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something we really disagree on. In fact, in our group WhatsApp over the holidays, Fev made a few comments that I ignored.
I thought I was in like World War II chucking out little grenades.
I knew what you were doing.
From the bunker.
I loved it.
And then
I was
hiding. Oh, he's just winding me up. So Harry and Meghan, they released their Netflix documentary and he said he watched it and he's never loved them more. Well, I just let that one slide. And then we did.
Because this is the bit that gets me about you, Fee. Every time we speak about them, you say, no, they should be happy to do what they do and live how they live. But the undertone is just such... I don't know, not a disgust.
Gross.
It could be worse. Yeah, it's hatred maybe for
them. Gross. It's things like doing the Oprah interview, which exposed things that they're now denying, because apparently now they're saying, no, the royal family's not racist, no one is racist. But you happily implied that they were and let the whole world run with that. But they also, at the end of that Oprah interview, said, this is the last word. We finally got our story out. And I think, fine, get your side of the story out. But that wasn't the last word.
How was
there's
the
now a Netflix
there?
Series. There's an autobiography.
Sorry.
Anyway, Fev.
Your voice changed.
Fev loves Harry and Meghan.
Your voice changed really. you heard that, didn't you, Fev? Got to get your
I have no problem. More power to them. Enjoy your life.
There you go. Bang.
Leave the royal family. I get that the things happened within your family that made you upset and hurt, and families fight. Go and live in California, and I really wish them well. Just do it privately. What's with all the chatting and dishing on all their family?
Why not?
Off you go, Fev. Tell me what. Well, let's have this healthy debate.
Yeah.
Why?
That was loud.
Tell me love them more than ever after their revealing.
I just love how he's gone out and done his own thing because he's a spare, so he's not going to be anything to do with the royals. He's just a little bit part. He's like Will's handbag. And Will didn't like for instance, when he was doing his interviews, when he asked Granny, is that what they call her, Granny?
I can't remember. Yeah,
the Queen.
Yeah.
If he could leave his beard because he was in a depression and he was drinking alcohol and taking drugs. And when he grew his beard, he felt himself. So he went and asked his grandma whether he could have a beard, but you're supposed to be cleanly shaven for your wedding day. And Wills, as you say, had a beard and he had to shave his off. But he went and asked grandma and grandma said, yes, you can keep your beard. And Wills, who was a jealous brother, goes, no, you need to shave that. And he's like, no.
You've just fallen for Harry's side of the story. Wills will have a side to the story that's quite different.
Nah, Wills is like his dad. No, yeah, I don't like him. I don't like Will.
Oh, wow.
You know Wills where he's made the mistake? Asking anyone if they should grow their beard. Just grow a beard.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what
just
he did.
Just grow one.
And that's what he did.
Here's the thing,
he said, can I have a beard? No, I better go and ask Nana.
No, but he had it. No, he asked permission to shave if he could leave it because you have to be cleanly shaven. But Will, see, when you watch all the stuff, when you watch all the old pictures of Diana and Harry and Charles and Will, Harry's always with his mum. He's exactly
so
the same as
no,
he's not. No, he's
for
not.
A biased,
he's
one-sided
his dad.
Documentary.
They're the same people. They love the power and they love being a royal. Yeah. Where Harry's like, hey, I'm just going to break away, do my own thing. I'm going to go have.
And I'm going to take down my family.
I'm going to go have some fun with a girl behind the shelter shed in an oval. Woohoo! Yeah. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go out and do whatever I want. Good on him.
My turn. But,
yeah. Are you sure that you're happy that he's got his side of the story out?
Here's the thing. I'm happy for him. And I can.
I don't know if you are.
No, but I have no problem with Meghan and Harry saying they didn't like the way they were treated. That happened. Here's my thing about Harry. He's on this I watched his interviews. I haven't watched the documentary. And he's sitting there saying, oh, well, Wills and Kate, they never liked Meghan. They stereotyped her. You know, it's an American actress. Harry, that's every family. I've never brought a man home that my mum hasn't gone, he's a footballer, I've stereotyped him, he's an actor.
Who was a footballer?
It doesn't matter. But my point is that, Harry, welcome to the world.
We all bashed him.
No, but we all, you and Jace have had fights.
Never bashed him.
Yeah, but Harry is whinging about, Will's wrestled me and I fell into a dog ball.
He cut his back, split it open.
You were fighting the Taliban in a world war and you're worried about your brother knocking you into a dog ball.
He's a war hero.
My other thing, no, the thing is,
he lost a Will.
They talk about, what I've noticed is Harry's real bee in his bonnet is the press and all the leaks.
Because it's like his mum.
Yeah, but my thing is,
English press.
He goes, my brother leaked this. Maybe it wasn't your brother. Maybe it was your brother's butler.
No, it was
your brother's nanny.
It was his office.
Yeah,
but they made a pact to each other.
Yeah,
let's not get out your office and my office.
He's assuming that Will's new. Here's the thing. If we had a fight right here today and suddenly Herald Sun Confidential wrote it up tomorrow.
Hope they do.
Yeah, but the point is you might go, I can't believe Fifi went and said that. Well, you don't know that. Maybe it was Leon or Renee or James Blake. It was 100%.
It was 100% Blazer snitch.
But you'd be like.
And their handsome co-star Nick just sat there. Why are mum and dad fighting? That's what they'd write.
And can I just say this? My real issue with him.
Have you written notes down?
Absolutely.
Oh, my
absolutely.
Gosh.
Absolutely.
That's why she always comes in last, because she's like, oh, the rebuttal. Is that what you call it?
It is the rebuttal.
Mm.
Here's the thing. His whole thing is what he hates is all the attention that all the leaks and the British press and the way it's focused on his wife and his family.
His issue is his mum.
But here's the thing, Fev. In that autobiography, he's written all about his ex-girlfriends. Well, that poor woman, Cressida Bonus, his girlfriend before Meghan, she's just had a baby.
The bonus she's getting talking about.
No, That poor woman has a newborn baby and the press and the paps are harassing her. They're taking photos of her. They're following her
around
the street.
World.
No, but I feel like saying, Harry, you've done the exact same thing to these poor innocent people.
No, but that's on the media. Leave her alone.
No, it's on him. He didn't need to talk about their first kiss and their relationship.
The media doesn't need to go chase these people.
This is the thing. Is he an idiot? That's what they do.
No, and he's Harry.
Harry thinks he can stop them. Welcome to the world, Harry. Everyone gets rumours said about them. This is life, Harry. Move on. Just
right,
get
well
on
said,
with
my
it.
My turn. Now, all he's worried, he's mum, right? And he didn't want the same thing to happen to Meghan as what he did to his mum.
And I don't have a problem with that.
He can't get over that.
Yep.
He can't get over it.
I agree with
him. He said it went for a long period of time. And he didn't want the British media, just leave them alone. So they've gone off to...
And I love that.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he did that. Great decision.
He didn't think she was dead for 5 years.
But then why have you written an autobiography which gets the whole world to... He has talked about the interior of their home. Security, royal security guards are coming out going, why have you just explained what Frogmore Cottage looks like? Because you've got people in there who can now get robbed and attacked.
There
He's
was
talked
one
about
thing
the
I didn't
Taliban.
Like. There was one thing I didn't like that he did, was when he talked about visiting the Queen after she passed.
Private,
yeah. That's I was like, oh, that's a bit yuck. You don't say.
It's all yuck.
I sat with her and I spoke. Well, we don't need to know that.
We didn't need to know any of it.
More about having relationships in parks. And
Here's
stuff.
The thing. Hang out in Montecito with Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah. Enjoy your life. Can you just stop taking down your... The Wills doesn't need it. Just let him get on with the monarchy. He's chosen to stay. Just get on with it, Harry.
But just leave Harry alone. He's a good kid.
I don't know
hero.
That we achieved anything.
If the option I had was getting chased by the paparazzi or hanging out with Ellen and Oprah, get the cameras ready.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, one of the biggest things that happened in 2022, not just on this show, but I'm going to say in this country, was a world record. Was
I'd
attempted.
Say worldwide if you're going to say world
okay,
record.
Sorry, you're right. It was the biggest thing that, well, it made news headlines. Brendan Favola broke a world record.
AFL champion Brendan Favola is now a world record holder.
Brendan Favola has set a new world record.
Former Carlton and Brisbane full forward, now breakfast radio host Brendan Favola has cemented his name in the record books.
Carlton legend Brendan Favola has set a new world record.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Keep it going.
It does. It goes for 2 minutes. I just had to play it out.
Fav's massive mark. It happened here on the show. He broke a record that was held by four-time Super Bowl champion Rob Gronkowski. Now, he was a former New England Patriot. And
Tampa Bay Buck.
Tampa Bay Buck. Mates with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He was Tom Brady's right-hand man.
Yeah.
So he had
or left, depending on the formation.
Yeah.
One, he had caught an American gridiron ball from 189 metres.
Is that all?
That was the world record. Dropped
Cute.
From a helicopter, he marked it. Fev caught the ball from a helicopter at 221
Whoa.
Metres. He absolutely smashed.
That's so high.
Gronk's
Thanks, Nick.
record. Now, when this happened, we were all trying to contact the Gronk, former NFL player.
He literally...
He was giving you nothing.
He ghosted me. I've messaged him that many times. He did a Twitter thing the other day going, I'm bored. And I wrote on Twitter, well, maybe look up world record hold catch for a ball. Nothing.
We got his brother. The closest we got last year was his brother recognised that you'd beaten his world record. Well, Feb, finally, the Gronk.
You got him.
The Gronk has spoken. Now, he's done a video and we're going to play.
So you can actually see him?
You can see him.
Is it not like when I stitch you up with the Scottish man?
No, Sam Heughan, the
Sam
actor.
Heughan.
No, this is definitely Rob Gronkowski. Now, it's a video. What's quite funny about this is he's topless. He's clearly lying
he's
in bed.
He's got some good kit. I mean,
yeah, he looks great. Oh, well, I can't see the boobs, but he's got a good, what's that?
He's a big man. It's called your collarbone.
Yeah, they're good. So he's lying in bed and
he's got the Robbie Williams interview.
It was a bit Robbie Williams about it, wasn't it?
But he's clearly got a dog on his lap because you can hear the dog snoring.
Robbie Williams had a cat.
Yeah, I reckon he's got a giant British bulldog that's snoring on his lap because we're going to play the audio. Don't be distracted by the snores, though. That's very strange. But here, finally, Rob Gronkowski is addressing you beating his record, Fev.
What's up, Fev? So I watched your video, and first I'll say congratulations, my man. Beating my record for the highest altitude catch is pretty impressive. We won't talk about how many tries it took you, Now, it looks like I'm going to have to attempt it again. And you can have the title for a little bit, but I may have to come back for it with a 41-meter catch, baby. Congrats again to you, the newest world record holder.
Hold on.
I don't think he understands. He can't catch it from his last attempt and then just add 41 meters on. He's got to do it from like 220.
Is that what he's done? Because I thought
Is that what he thinks?
I don't know whether he's good at maths, but 41 meters.
41 meters.
You don't just get to add them all.
I could catch a ball from 41 meters, surely.
Well, all right, get the chopper.
Well, that's great that he's acknowledged it.
There you go.
Man, I want that for my Insta. It'll blow up.
Yeah.
I've been losing followers. I need some more. I've been dripping.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just keep going down. Yeah. I don't think people like my family because that's all I post on there. So I need to put some drunk on there.
1019, The Fox.
We kicked her out because we've got a little bit of audio that we will play. But the time of year comes when it ticks over to the 1st of January and everyone's like, oh, New Year's resolution. I want to do something with my life. I want to change. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it's usually about.
I don't believe in them.
Well, we'll get to that because you did last year state on our show that you had a New Year's resolution. And we want to see if you. Adhered to that?
Is
that
if you pulled it off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you said you'd be able to.
I did, and it might shock you guys. It's not a fitness thing. It's not get off the punt, get off the drink, go to
Wordle?
Gym, start Wordle. So, not far off a Wordle. I've decided to myself, as something I've never done in my whole life, not once, not through school, not even my own.
Read.
I'm going to read a book a month.
No way.
But I don't know what to start with because I can't read. So I don't want to start with.
Fiction, non-fiction? Where are you going to?
All of them.
Because yeah. I think you'll do sports biographies.
Now,
no, it doesn't really interest me.
Is a sport biography, is that non-fiction or fiction?
That is non-fiction.
Can I pick?
There you go.
Can I pick? I think I want to start you on either Patricia Cornwell or Robert Goddard.
You are
Patricia
kidding.
Patricia Cornwell's a great author.
Crime. Yeah, he'll crime, love it. Yeah. Oh, you'll love it.
But he just said
crime.
He can't read. I was thinking more Minty May Gray or Posy Pearl.
Mate, I tried to read the first paragraph of Pearly Gray and I could not read it.
Eerie was the word you were struggling with.
Eerie.
But no, so the problem is I can't, like a good mystery.
I've tried to read books before. I read the same line like four times in a row and I can't.
You have said one a month. Why don't you say one a semester?
But that's 12 semester.
Like every 6 months. Like one.
But I'll
one
get bored of it. I've got to get into it.
Yeah, I reckon
you'll love it. Because otherwise, I have to get into
it. That's good.
So it's now January 16th and I haven't read one. So
it's all right, 14,
I need someone to tell
days.
Me what to read and I'll have a crack.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to read one a month. So that would be 12 books by the end of the year.
You know you've got to turn the TV off.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've already thought what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit on the couch and I'm going to get a book. I'm going to get like a lemon and ginger tea. Really get into it.
Why do you need that?
That's what people do when they read books. They don't have tea. Like boring tea. You're not going to have a beer.
Of course you
won't be able to read. Everything will be blurry.
It sounds like you've got to start on the Bronte sisters or Jane Austen if you're going to have
a beer. Like scary stuff? Goosebumps? Shocker on Shock Street?
What do you have when you read a book?
No, you just read. You don't have it. You don't have to have anything.
I need something to have. A scotch.
You're holding the book.
Yeah, but when you read, you know.
Have a scotch then. Have a drink.
Nice no, but wine,
that, as I said, I won't be able, if I have one scotch, I'll have 10, and then I literally won't remember the book or be able to see the words.
Okay, it's tricky.
All right, so that's your goal for
this
week.
I'm going to pick you a book.
Is to pick me a book, and then I'll have a crack and try to do it before
Feb. I reckon I'll get you addicted to reading.
And you give us a little book report, start of Feb.
Yeah, lots of pictures, though.
No pictures. Yeah. Oh, this will be
but
fun.
Not a hard one to start with because I'll lose interest. I need an easy
I'm
read.
I'm going to get you the best.
Something good, yeah.
Here's the thing, though, Feb. I think you can pull that off. That's 12 books this year. You can do this. I don't know if Fee's going to be able to pull off her New Year's resolution, which she brought up last year.
My New Year's resolution next year will be to wink.
Oh, wow.
Do it.
Normally people shoot for the stars with a New Year's resolution. You're trying to nail something that my four-year-old can do. So you were adamant.
Practice. I forgot. I was going to practice this.
Yeah, you said you were going to go on holidays.
I was, and I didn't.
Sure,
I have
you
to
did
admit.
It. Can I have a bowl of Wedges sour cream buller?
No, I
didn't. Wink.
No. Okay. Can I have a practice? Hang on.
No, you can't. Oh,
covering your face.
Go.
Okay, here we go. Who do you want? Who will I look at?
Anyone.
I don't reckon it's going to go to anyone.
Okay, here we go. So.
Come on, Fee. No, you blinked.
I didn't. I winked.
Yeah.
No, you're both, although you're so both competitive. Going down. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's
Mars, did you get that? Yeah, thank you.
That'll be on Instagram it's at Fifi Fevenin.
No, she's so competitive, she'll call that a double wink. Yeah, no, it's a blink. For...
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi Fevenin. Fifi Fevenin.